Unfortunately, the audio recording of the Hakamas HaMatzev is not available. Therefore, I am attempting now to recall from memory the Divrei Hesped and Zikaron that were said at that time. The Hakamas HaMatzev took place on the 28th day of Tishrei, Chof Ches Tishrei, the Yahrzeit, Yom HaShana of Akiva Shammai ben Rabbi Eliezer, is on the 25th day of Tishrei. If Dr. Eliezer Aaron Price, Chayim Levracha, were here, he would tell us that there are many dimensions to time. And even though the true Yahrzeit is the 25th day of Tishrei, there is very great significance in today, the 28th day of Tishrei, in that it's Sunday, the day after Shabbos Bereishis. Akiva Shammai was Nifter, Mitzvah Shabbos Bereishis. And in this respect, it's the Yahrzeit of the Shabbos, of the Yom Rishon after Shabbos Bereishis. The last words of Parashas Bereishis are, V'noyach motzachein b'einei Hashem. The first words of Parashas Noach are, Eile told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tamim hoya b'doy Yosef. In between these two segments, V'noyach motzachein b'einei Hashem and Eile told us Noach, we have a blank space of 9 letters. And it was at that tkufa, that blank space, Akiva Shammai was in the Sala, he went up to Shemaim. Nothing happens by coincidence. Kivi was surrounded with chayin and with the words, Ish Tzadik, Tamim Hoya. The Matzeva was composed by the Mishpacha and by a group of Kivi's Chaverim. Among them were Naftali Vershleiser, Yosef Yarmark, Baruch Dov Khan, Yeshua Rogovsky, Yishai Lenschitz, and Vichol Aaron Ries. The Nusach was composed in the Beis Medrash, the four walls of the Beis Medrash, in the same place where Kivi spent much of his time learning. Every word was carefully crafted, analyzed. There was much discussion and debate, Melchamta Shel Torah, over every word of the Matzeva. We're all very appreciative to the people who participated and produced this nusach. First two lines mention Kivi's personal family, Ben Ohov, Bal Nemon, Av Yokor, Achoviv. First and foremost, he was a beloved son. Every one of his chaverim can testify how when they would come to visit, he would be surrounded by his family, and it was seen, the poel, the fact that he was truly a ben of Bal Nemon, a faithful husband. This expression certainly goes both ways. Just as he was Nemon to his Eishes Chayil, Tibor L'Chaim Tovim, we all witness firsthand the incredible devotion, Mesiras Nefesh, care that his wife gave Kivi. And we publicly express our Hakar Satov to her for what she has done. There are truly no words that can describe the chesed that his Eishes Chayil gave for Kivi. If Kivi would hear, he would say, Shali v'shelachem shalom. Yishalem Hashem pa'aleich. The Nusach says, Av Yokor. Eti was the delight of his eyes. Oh, we all remember when on Shabbos he would come to visit and Eti would climb up on his bed and would kiss him, would talk to him, and tell us all different things about her father. Av Yokor. And finally it says, Achoviv, a precious brother. Remember the early years, he was surrounded by his siblings from near and far. The name of Rabbi Akiva Shammai ben Harav Eliezer Zal Aaron Price, just to review some of the ideas that were expressed in the past, Yishai Lenschitz mentioned to me. The name Akiva reminds us of the Tana Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the father, the architect of Torah Shebal Peh. Shammai, in the Gemara, there's Hillel and Shammai. Shammai is Midas Adin. Hillel is Midas Harachamim. Shammai is Din, this very unique combination. Akiva Shammai, it represents the idea that he was demanding in Torah. He was demanding of accomplishment, success, Hasmada. It wasn't just a lightweight in Parashah Baal Peh. In this part of the Matseva, there is mention of Kivi's father, Akiva Shammai ben Harav Eliezer Zichronoi Levracha. Many people have commented that it was impossible for Kivi to leave us in the lifetime of his father. The intense will of Rabbi Eliezer that Kivi recover, pull out of his matzav was so intense, so powerful, it was impossible for Kivi to leave us in his lifetime. Many have marveled at his emunah pshuta throughout this entire ordeal and his optimism. And for us, the only nechama we can have is to know that now, nafshay keshura benafsha. The Nusach goes on, Sam lelos kayam b'tor ve'avayda. He made night into day in both Torah ve'avayda. Avayda refers to Yerushalayim chesed, Musar. Hasmada was not only in Torah, learning Torah, but was also in Avoda. Ve'avas ha-Torah hisgadel v'hisala. Many different ideas, what should be read on the Matseva. Everyone focused on Avas ha-Torah. Hisgadel v'hisala. He grew and he went up. He developed, he was nurtured with Avas ha-Torah. His Avas ha-Torah fueled his She'ifos in Hasmada and Avodas Hashem. The word V'hisala reminds us of the concept of B'nei Aliyah, a concept of a person who is growing in Avodas Hashem. This idea was discussed at great length by Yosef Yarmak, by the Yortzeit Siyam. The Nusuch continues, Oided Chizek v'yishpiyam al b'nei mishpachtei v'chaverov. He encouraged, he strengthened, he was influential upon his family and his friends. Kivi was aware of the activities, the whereabouts of all of his family members and his friends. He challenged them and would always check up with them and express his opinion on what they should be doing and how they can better improve their lot. V'ichad halavavos hishrish b'yedidav, and he engendered, implanted achdus. His mantra was ki ish echad b'leiv echad. We see this ad hayom hazeh, all these years. Friends keep on coming. He brought about in his circle incredible achlus, not just an achlus, but a hishrish. Implanted the seeds of achlus. He taught us what achlus is. Talmud Vosik L'Rabbeisav, he was a cherished Talmud to his Rebbeim. Vosik is a very difficult word to translate. In Masechet Brachos, Rashi in one place translates the word vasik as humble, anav. In another place he translates it as a person that's mechavev the mitzvos. The word vasik is used in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find in the piyut of Lekel Aruch Din and the Yamim Nairoim, we say, Levasik v'oise chesed. And there it's translated to mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is faithful and does kindness. He was a cherished Talmud to his Rebbeim. Find this in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Kol Ma She'Talmud Vosik Osid L'Chadish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Rabbeinu, everything, every novel interpretation that a student would one day present. A Talmud generally is one that's a Mekabel, but the goal of a Talmud is to go forward and to be mechadish. The word vasik is used in connection with both of these terms. Kol ma she Talmid vosik osid chadish. The Talmud is a student. He has received from his Rebbe, but he will go further, improve upon it, add. Yelet shashum l'hoirav. The word shashum, this obviously comes from Yirmiyah. Haben Yakel Yefrayim im yelet shashum. A delightful child. Rashi translates the word shashum as tainuk, enjoyment. The Metzudos says his askus l'smayach, to be busy with rejoicing. We all remember so clearly how when we come to visit, he would be surrounded by his parents. There was a very powerful, strong relationship between Kivi and his parents. It's a Musar Haskel. It was a living example of a Yelet Shashurim. The next line of the Matzeva reads, Chover Toiv Liyodov. He was a good friend to those who knew him. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Tzu'u Uru'u, go out and see, Ezo hi derech toiva sheyidbak bo ha'adam. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Chover Toiv. The path a person should choose in life is to be a good friend. Akiva Shammai was Makayim in this Mishnah. It's also interesting to note that it says here, Chover Toiv Liyodov. Doesn't say chaver toiv l'chaverov. The word chaver has a connotation of a person that you know for a very long time, from youth, for years, develop a long relationship. And as such a person, you are loyal, you are faithful. But Kivi was a chaver toiv even to people he knew just for a few minutes. We've heard stories how Kivi would meet a person in shul and just in contact with him for a few short moments, and they became life friends. He had quite a reputation, far and wide, here in Eretz Yisrael, all over the world he was known. These four lines, Talmud Vosik, L'Raboisav, Yelet Shashum, L'Hoirav, Chavert, Toiv, L'Yoidav, V'L'Shevach, V'L'Shila, Shmahalach, L'Fanav, in some way in form, capture a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says that there are four crowns: the Keser Kohuna, Keser Malchus, Keser Torah, and the Keser Shem Toiv Oila Al Gabehem. Talmud Vosik refers to a mein of Keser Torah. Yelet Shashuim. This is a form of Keser Malchus. The role of a melech is to provide for the material needs of his people, of the nation. A parent brings a human being into this world. Parent brings the physical body into this world and provides the material needs. It's along the same lines with Malchus. Yelet Shashum L'Harev is a me'ein, a form of Keser Malchus. Chaver Toiv L'Yodov is a me'ein of Keser Kohuna. A Kohen is translated by some of the commentaries as a teacher. And with regard to the Kohen Gadol, we find he's called the Kohen HaGadol Me'echav, who is greater than his brethren. He is a leader among his friends. A Chaver Toiv is in a form, the Gadol Me'echav. He is someone that is looked up to, someone that is appreciated. And then there's the fourth crown, the Keser Shem Toiv Oila Al Gabehem. And if we look carefully at the Nusach of the Matzeva, we can take note that there are many words that describe Kivi's relationship with other people. For example, Meshpachtoi, Chaverov, Yedidov, Raboisov, Hoirov, Yodov. And this reveals the complex personality of Kivi. He was able to relate to a wide spectrum of different types of people. These words reveal the incredible depth of his neshama, his multifaceted personality, talents, and kochos ha-nefesh. Yisuri chayav lo hifriyu sheifosav, the Kivi was a person that had sheifos, yearnings to accomplish great things. Torah, Chesed. He wanted to get married, have children, to go to Eretz Yisrael, to learn in Kollel. And he did. It's an amazing Musar Haskel. And despite his difficult situation, any other person in his situation could have given up and just sat on the sidelines. But by him, that was not the case. His Yisurim lo hifriyu, did not loosen, did not deter him, take him away from what he wanted to accomplish in life, from his she'ifas. V'shim she'shaka b'mivchar she'noisav. Yishai Lentz just explained to me that there are many ways to describe petira, misa. But by tzaddikim, petira is described as the sun setting. And why is that? Because by tzaddikim there will be tchias anesim. Just as when the sun sets, it's only temporary. It sets, but the sun once again will arise. It's not the end. This is just a shkia. The time will come once again when the sun will win the zuricha. He was b'mivchar she'noisav. My father, Zichron Levracha, was fond of saying of the climbers of Mount Everest. They were climbing up the mountain, they were going higher and higher. People were watching, and they disappeared into a fog, into a cloud. And when their people were asked, "Did you see what became of the climbers of Mount Everest?" The answer was, when last seen, they were still climbing. When Kivi was last seen, he was at his best. B'mivchar she'noisav. He was still climbing. Yatzu nishmasei b'tahara ben lamed al etshanim. Didi said it to Levi so eloquently. Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva. Shegufcha tahar. B'chol minei tahara. B'yoyim chof hei l'chodesh tishrei tov shenayin beiz tehei nishmasai tzurura b'tzuror hachayim. I want to conclude by mentioning the Makar of HaMatzeva is Pasuk in the Torah. Yaakov Avinu when he buried Rachel, Vayatzev Yaakov Matzeva al Kiburasa. He erected the Matzeva on the grave of Rachel. Chazal tells us the reason Yaakov Avinu did this was because he saw Tiruach HaKodesh. The day would come when there would be a Churban Beis Hamikdash and Bnei Yisrael would go into Golus. And as they would travel into Golus, they would pass this area, this location. And he wanted them to take note of the kever of Rachel Imenu so that they should go and daven at her kever. And by davening at her kever, that would cause Rachel Imenu to go to Shemaim, to the Kisya Kavo, to the Vakesh Rachem for Klal Yisrael. That was the purpose of the kever, of the Matzeva. A marker so that her children, her descendants, should one day come and be mispalel. A Matzeva is a marker that this makom is a base tefillah, a place to come and daven. There's another pasuk that mentions matzeva. Yaakov Avinu, he built a matzeva, mizbeach. V'ho'evin ha'zosh asher samti matzeva yihye beis elokim. It should be a place to daven. A matzeva is a base tefillah. Kivi had an appreciation for tefillah. Yishai Lentz told me the name of his brother Shalom. Shalom Lentz was a classmate of Kivi. That in 8th grade, Kivi would daven belongish mon esrei. Now we have to remember, 8th grade was before any of this began. And even then, at that early age, 13 years old, Shalom took note that from all of the boys in the class, the one that had the greatest sensitivity, appreciation for tefillah was Kivi. I live on East 19th Street, and during that tkufa, where Kivi lived on East 19th Street, I noticed this is Emprice. Tibot L'chaim Tov Maruchim. Come every morning to Kivi's home. And after some time, became aware that Mrs. Aaron Price would daven every single day, would come and daven Shachris at the side of Kivi. His home, his bedside, was the Beis Tefillah. It's etched in my memory, the scene of Shabbos. We would come together with Naftali Vershleiser, we would, after davening, and we would be greeted by Etty, Kivi's daughter. And as we walked in, she would present us with her sitter, special children's sitter, and would hand it to us, and would say, "Please, daven with my tati." Kivi, in his lifetime, was a Beis Tefillah. He appreciated Tefillah. Al achas kama v'chama. How much more so? Now, Olam HaEmes will be mispalel, a melitzyosha, for his family, for his friends. Before I conclude, I want to mention we have mishpacha and chaverim want to be makir toiv to Didi. It's different for a brother than it is for friends. We're makir toiv to Didi for Kaddish. Didi was the one who said Kaddish every day for Kivi for the year. And it's also very important to be makir toiv to a very special friend, Kivi. Kivi has a lot of friends. It's one that's a gadol ba'anakim, a giant among giants. A person that was there in every matzav, good times and the not such good times, by day, by night, a person that I've got to know is a true tzaddik yisoid olam. A person that doesn't want any credit, doesn't want the limelight, just wants to settle in the background. But he's a very, very great person. But who has done incredible things, has brought the entire chabura together. And this is Naftali Vershleiser. May Kivi be a Melech Yosher for his mishpacha, for his friends, and for the entire Klal Yisrael. Tehei nishmasa et tzeruda b'tzor ha'chaim.